This is a podcast recorded at CB Expo, Cannabis Business Expo and Conference, on September 16, 2023 in Dortmund, Germany. At the Deep Dive stage, Kai Friedrich Neumann, Francis X. Fader, Jiri V. Lekovsky, and Sean Carney. Moderated by Neil Nelligan. Discuss the following topic: charting the new frontier, CBD, THC, HHC, Kratom and beyond, how to regulate psychomodulatory substances in Europe. Language, English. Enjoy your podcast listening.
Hello, willkommen, welcome to this most interesting panel this afternoon. And it's entitled, Charting the New Frontier, CBD, THC, HHC, Kratom? How to regulate psychomodulatory substances in Europe. Now, before we get underway with our discussion, I want to introduce you to our panel of experts. And you are the lucky ones who have chosen to come to this panel because we have some phenomenal speakers here today. I'm going to start actually over there. I should have aligned these guys properly so they're under their own pictures. But anyway, we'll start over here, a man who really needs no introduction to you, the foremost lawyer in cannabis in Germany, and I probably dare say maybe in Europe as well, and that is, of course, Kai Friedrich Neumann. Now, next up, right beside, I just walk my way from right to left, is a man I've had the privilege of knowing and working with over a seven-year period. His name is Sean Carney. Now, Sean was, in a previous life, a journalist with the Wall Street Journal, but for a period of 7 years, and he will perhaps correct me on this, he was the Director of Business Development for Tilray in Europe. So I had the great privilege of working with Sean for a couple of years relating to the UK and Ireland. And Sean can tell you the inside out of the challenges and struggles of being in the vanguard, a pioneer, in the emergence of the medical cannabis market in Europe. Then I'm joined by two really phenomenal speakers from the Czech Republic. First up, we have, I've got to get this right. He's going to kill me if I get it wrong. It's Jiri. I'm going to let him say it. Introduce yourself, Jiri.
Okay, so nice to see you all. My name is Jiri. It's hard to pronounce in foreign languages, but it's the equivalent of George. So that's my name. And actually, I'm co-founder of Sensicure, which is a medical cannabis cultivator, and I'm also part of the Czech Hemp Cluster, and we are kind of involved in the legislation processes in Czech Republic, so that's probably the most.
And last, but certainly not the least, we have František Švejda. Have I got this right? Okay. Now, I'll let František introduce himself.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm a CEO of the company Hemp Factory, and I'm, as well as Jiri, a member of Czech Cluster, Czech Hemp, and I'm a member of the executive board of Czech Hemp, and we are taking part of creating new legislation for regulation of cannabis and related substances in Czech Republic.
Okay, so I'll just briefly, if this thing works, briefly introduce myself for those of you who do not know. My name is Niall Nelligan. Ich bin ein irischer Anwalt. And I'm a member of the International Cannabis Bar Association, along with Kai, and co-founder of the Cannabis Summit, which is a smaller cannabis conference series. We've had two this year, the first in Dublin last February, in the Czech Republic in May, and next month in Leuven. And we focus on professional service providers and industry leaders. But enough about me. Let's move on to the topic. So, when I was discussing with Ben a little while ago about how to entitle this particular panel, the word frontier came to mind. And when we're talking about the frontier, well, there are two countries in Europe that are really at the frontier of the evolution of regulation for adult use and other things, such as psychomotory substances. And that, of course, is Germany and the Czech Republic. But when we think of frontiers historically, we also think of the Wild West. And with the Wild West, you have the pioneers, the people who are trying to get into the new market. You have the hustlers, the bandits, the cowboys, the snake oil salesmen, and then you have people like the lawyers, the sheriffs, and the marshals. So, this, of course, all falls into the area of drug policy, law reform, and regulation. I am not going to bore you with the details of the challenges from international law, European law, domestic policy. I'll make these slides available to you, or the issues which policymakers in the field of cannabis regulation have to consider. Again, always these will be available to you. We can discuss them. And so let's just move on a tad to this frontier. Most of you will be familiar with CBD. Most will be familiar with tetrahydrocannabinol. But HHC, now this is where the really interesting area of discussion is going to be. And certainly we have some great expertise from the Czech Republic at the coalface where they are dealing with this issue. And then we leave kratom somewhat to the end. But I'm going to kick off and I'm going to hand over to my colleague, Kai Friedrich Niermann, to get this overview of two of the most important jurisdictions. We'll start with Germany before we move on to deal with the Czech Republic.
Hello, good afternoon. Thanks for the kind words, Neil.
Not at all.
Very much appreciated. I will give you a quick overview on the state of affairs in Germany on these substances, and we start with cannabis. So, cannabis reform measure was introduced at the 16th of August this year by the Federal Ministry of Health. It is the Cannabis Gesetz, the CanG, including the KCanG as column one, and the modified medical cannabis law. And you can say this is a piece of from the political art of implementing a legalization measure, but actually deepening prohibition. This whole draft is just a joke. It will make things worse than better, and I will tell you why. Because obtaining cannabis from the illegal market after the law is into force will still be a criminal offense. It's not 5 years of imprisonment anymore, it's 3 years, but still you can't obtain cannabis legally, not from the illegal market. The only two options you have is homegrown, and the homegrown is limited to 25 gram of harvesting. Tell me why, how can that happen, how can that work? And in the reasoning of the law, they write you should successively harvest your cannabis plant, like picking up apples from a tree just when you're in need, so that you're always below 25 gram. So they don't know about cannabis cultivation, about cannabis harvesting at all, the authors of this draft. We are stuck a little bit at this position. We learned that tomorrow morning, probably there will be a compromise. They will lift it up to 50 gram. But 50 gram doesn't help a lot, much more. 50 gram, every normal plant, you get 50 gram. And if you have three plants, you get maybe 150 gram. And if you're a normal user, you maybe need 10 or 11, 12 gram per month. And that's exactly what you would need for the year. But that shouldn't take place. So you can't start home grow. That's not an option to obtain legal cannabis. And the cannabis associations are completely overregulated. It's a bureaucratic monster. We talked a lot about that today. I doubt that there will be many of these cannabis cultivation clubs. I doubt that. Maybe a couple of them will make it, but not very much. It won't be a real part of the supply of the cannabis consumers in Germany. Okay, and we have these strict consumption bans in the public sphere, 200 meters around kindergartens, schools, youth facilities, etc. That leads to the fact that in Berlin, you need to walk 3 kilometers, in the worst case, to smoke cannabis legally, not to risk a fine. Okay, and in Hamburg, Cologne, Munich, the same. So this is almost a public ban of cannabis from the public sphere. And it's also for patients, and numerous new offenses and fines are introduced. The police will be completely overwhelmed to enforce all these regulations. So we heard Dirk Heidenblut from the SPD this morning. I doubt as well that they will be able, that they will make it in September, in October, to really overhaul this draft so that it is a measure, that this is an alternative to the situation we have right now. I doubt that, because then you have to involve all the other ministries as well, and the whole process starts again and again. That won't finish in autumn this year. I'm very critical. Yeah, the model projects as column two, as they call it. We don't know nothing about these model projects, how they should look like, how they will look like. Nothing is known so far. What we know is that the idea of a model project in the Netherlands came up 7 years ago. The first one said, let's make a model project, and it took 7 years till finally products arrived at the cannabis stores in December. So we won't see legalization in Germany, not in this decade, maybe at the end of next decade. That's the thing. What do we have there?
Sorry about this.
It was unfinished.
I should have got us to move the chairs forward. But.
Okay, and then we have the CBD side. And there we have this problem of this clause in the law, in the existing law, the misuse of intoxication has to be ruled out with hemp. How to do that? What's the problem? So you see that, and there was this federal Supreme Court case. There was an expert, and this expert was saying, if you use 150 grams of CBD flowers in a brownie, and you do the decarboxylation, etc., it may be possible that 50 milligrams of THC you orally ingest, and that may be caused, because this is the threshold of the German courts. 50 milligram is an intoxication, but you need to buy 150 euros. You have to invest to buy this 150 gram of flowers. So it's 15 gram, it's not 150. But this is all disputed, because you have the bioavailability when you eat it. It's probably only 10 to 20%, so you need even more. Then you have the antagonistic effect of CBD. This is all not known, scientifically disputed, but this is the state of the art. This is the state of affairs in Germany. CBD flowers are not legal, because this misuse of intoxication problem. Then we thought, okay, they skip it from the new draft. In the first version, it was skipped. And in the last minute, before they presented the latest draft on the 16th of August, this misuse of intoxication was in again. So if they don't skip it again, Dirk Heidenblut said they will skip it again, but if they don't skip it again, the CBD market, the hemp flower market, the hemp leaf tea market, the CBD oil market as well is at stake still. Okay, HHC, very popular in Germany. Millions in sales were generated over the last 18 months. It's not scheduled in the annexes of the Narcotic Act or of the other Narcotic Act. The Federal Health Ministry is assessing the issue due to the EU monitoring it, and a couple of EU states already banned HHC, but they won't take action soon. That takes always a very, very long time if they do something. And we have now scientific evidence that HHC is psychoactive. We have some animal studies where they showed that the HHC is attached to the CB1 receptor. And the CB1 receptor is for psychoactive, etc. And we only have reports from users which said, we were saying, I was intoxicated. So now what's happening now is that the distribution bans are issued locally by local authorities right now. I have three pending cases in the south of Germany, one in Düsseldorf here, and they are directed at the individual traders of HHC on the grounds of the EU Tobacco Product Directive, because it's a smokable product, the TPD, is applicable, and in Germany it's paragraph 13, the product has to be safe and you can't add any substance which is a health risk. And the logical way is, as it is intoxicating, it is automatically a health risk. It is one-to-one, okay? It's intoxicating, health risk, and we ban it. And we already lost one procedure, then it's over, then you have to wait 3 years till the main procedure starts. So the ban is in effect and the company can't sell it anymore. But this is very local, on a very local level. It's not nationwide, as if you would write it in the Narcotic Act and ban it nationwide. Yeah, we will talk about that now. I guess it's better to regulate it than to leave all the substances to the illegal market. As the new semi-synthetic cannabinoids are coming up, I got calls this week, last week, hey, we have another, I have a new one. It's even more potent than HHC. It's HHCPO. So it won't stop, you know, it won't stop. And we have to deal with that and we have to find a good solution for that. And I'm very keen to hear about the Czech Republic in a minute. And then we have Kratome in Germany. It's not very popular. I haven't heard of any user or any story or any shop selling Kratome in Germany. It's also not listed in the Narcotic Act. The consumption form, the most popular or the traditional consumption form is tea. A tea is a food, and it is a food. The food regime is applicable, also the novel food directive. As it hasn't been used, or as in the EU, or history of safe consumption in the EU before 97 won't be possible to prove. But maybe there's a third country where history of safe use for 25 years can be proved. But let's see. That's the definitely one substance of the future we have to deal with. Thank you.
Okay, so I am now very briefly going to ask both František and Jiří to discuss. Sorry. The Czech Republic, because this is very exciting and very interesting. So, whether we kind of kick off, and you can tell us, actually, let's forget about the slides. We forget about those. Let's just have a conversation. We come back to Germany because, and just before we do, in German, we have this expression in English that a camel is a horse designed by a committee. Is there a German equivalent to that expression?
We would call it Treppenwitz der Geschichte. It's a joke of history at the steps. Treppenwitz. It's a joke. They somewhere in this whole process, someone took the wrong exit, and now we have the disaster at our hands. They started and wanted to open a commercial route. One sentence in November 2021. And the problems got bigger and bigger and bigger, and now we have a draft which makes it even worse.
Okay, so my observation on this is that what you have with these proposals in Germany is that you have a camel, and it's just going to snowball from there. But we're going to come back to that discussion a little bit later, because I'm very keen to hear about the developments, as you are, relating to the Czech Republic, because they've come up with something rather novel. So, I start with František to begin with. Tell us about these psychomodulatory substances. Now, this is news to me quite recently. I'm very keen to hear this.
Psychomodulatory substances is a brand new concept how to regulate substances which we cannot regulate under existing legislation. We have a food legislation. We have a cosmetic, we have medicinal products, and we have narcotics. But there are a group of substances like kratom or HHC or similar semi-synthetic cannabinoids, etc., which are at the moment not scheduled as a narcotic substances, but they cannot be regulated in other groups like medicinal products or food. They are simply not compatible with it. So there is an approach, evidence-based and supporting harm reduction, to create a new group of these substances which have a low addiction potential and which could be used in a tough regulated market and to save, let's say, public health. There is a story in the Czech Republic that a few years ago started a kratom market. At the moment, a huge quantity of tons of kratom is consumed in the Czech Republic. approximately 2 years ago, started HHC market in the Czech Republic. This market at the moment is, let's say, 40 million euros and or more.
That's quite astonishing.
Yeah. And this HHC market completely ruined existing CBD business because most of CBD users wants a recreational effect, but CBD is not a recreational drug.
Okay, so yeah. Let's just pause there for a second. Sorry, I moved back a bit. And let's see, where is it? HHC. Now, this is very interesting. So I'm going to, first of all, start off with Yuri there, because we've kind of primed the pump here. We have a way of regulating, and the Czech Republic's proposals to regulate cannabis is very interesting. But then a twin piece of legislation to deal with these psychomodulatory substances. But then we fall into this area of HHC. So I'm going to basically start with Jiri. Jiri, explain what this is. What is the situation in the Czech Republic, and how is this market arising?
Well, like František already said, I think it's the problem was created because the plant, cannabis plant, which is so desired, is banned. You know, only medical patients can, you know, have it. But most people who are used to use CBD as some substitution of the plant because they just want the plant, you know, the flowers, they are now using the HHC buds, and the market is totally destroyed, the CBD market, and all the producers who were, you know, doing their job properly, you know, doing the clean material, the flowers, they are now involved in the whole vicious circle and are forced to somehow, you know, play the game with the HHC or close the business. So that's one part of the problem from my perspective.
Okay, just pause you there for 1 second, though, because I want to bring in Sean here. So this cannabinoid, or semi-synthetic cannabinoid, first identified in about 1940, okay? But it's in the last couple of years that this has been popularized. So where is it coming from? Who's driving it? And how did it suddenly wash up in the Czech Republic, of all places? Because if anyone has been in Prague, you will see this proliferation of shops. And then we're going to come back to Yuri and František. So, Sean, can you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah, so generally, because of prohibition globally, which isn't going away, like in Germany now, really people talk about legalization, but what they're getting is prohibition light. So THC is illegal. You can't have a business where you pay taxes. So that's the fundamental point. Then, now let's go back several years to 2018. In the United States, there was something called the Farm Bill, and that allowed for the legal, federally legal cultivation of hemp in the United States, and then the production or manufacture of products derived from that hemp. And then what happened is there was a huge, massive accumulation of CBD in the United States. The price like dropped down, and all the producers didn't know what to do. Then, because there's bright people in the world, some chemists said, "Hey, well, why don't we just like tinker with the CBD a little, and we'll turn it into HHC, which exists in the cannabis plant, but in really insignificant amounts. Let's just tinker with this huge oversupply we have of CBD, make it something that's mildly psychoactive." And then suddenly the value of our inventory skyrockets. And they don't really need to sell this in the US because most places have legal THC. So then it's an export item coming from the United States or China or other places where they have significant CBD manufacturing. And it's coming into Europe. It offers the consumer a sensation that they're desiring. So it's, from the consumer's point of view, like, why not? But as the gentleman both over here said, it could destroy the actual whole ecosystem of cannabis right before our eyes.
What do you mean by the ecosystem of cannabis specifically? Because Are we talking about the hemp industry, so your cannabis sativa L with its 1%, you know, threshold as provided for in the Czech Republic, correct me if I'm wrong.
Right.
Or are we talking about the, should I say, the cultivators of, you know, the illicit?
Both.
Okay, so both. Sometimes they're the same.
Yeah, it's really important to be, you know, call a spade a spade, that worldwide there's a lot of people, upright members of the community, who pay taxes and raise children and are good neighbors, and they're involved somehow tangentially in cannabis. But they're forced because of the global situation to like kind of not broadcast that. So what's happening is all this know-how is at threat from just this mass import of these products. But at the same time, the Czech Republic has been for a long time working towards regulating cannabis. And they're actually now, it's almost like the moment of truth. The government, the Czech government, has done what most European governments have not, and that's when they've been faced with one push and another push to like stop the effort, they've actually been resilient.
There's an element of perseverance. I'm just going to pause you there for a second because I want to kind of come back to this issue about the impact it has on hemp producers and CBD producers. And I'm going to first of all direct this to you, František. How is this impacting your business? Or how is it, do you feel it's going to impact it going forward?
You mean AGC?
Yeah.
We have to say that this substance is completely unregulated. And we consulted our authorities, like Ministry of Agriculture, who is responsible for food safety, or Ministry of Health, who is responsible for public safety, etc. Because there is a massive offer in the market of products which are enriched with HAC, like cookies or gummies, etc. And these products, technically, I will agree, are considered as a food. And I'm sorry, but substances like HHC, polysynthetic cannabinoids, have nothing to do with the food. It's clearly novel. But our authorities are not able, or they said, we are not able to do anything with that because these products are not sold as a food product, although they are consumed by humans, but they are sold like souvenirs or for collectors, etc. So there is a new approach to create two new lists or schedules. First schedule is new psychoactive substances, new substance which will come, which we detected on the market, will be scheduled on this list, and there is a time frame to search and to evaluate the abuse potential. If there will be low addiction potential or low abuse potential, it could be scheduled as a psychomodulatory and it could be part of the regulated market. If there will be a high potential of abuse, it will be scheduled as a narcotic, or if there will be nothing, it will be not regulated at all. So this is the system, how it should work. With a new semi-synthetic cannabinoids coming, HHCP, HHS, THCP, etc. They will be listed on new psychoactive substances, evaluated and regulated or scheduled.
Okay. So, Yuri, the interesting developments in the Czech Republic, I mean, most people be familiar with the proposals to move forward with a regulated cannabis market. Do you think that all this hype about HHC is a little bit overblown and that in reality it will disappear?
Well, that's a hard question. I can't, you know, tell the future, but I think since it's already here, I think it's not going to disappear, you know, totally, because still there's going to be some minor market for some consumers if it's going to be available. But I believe if the legislation will move forward to some regulated, you know, market for cannabis plants, CBD, THC, whatever, this will just slowly disappear from the market, because the people's concern is the plant, not the semi-synthetics, from my point of view. So I think that the push from the or for the legislation to move forward is on the spot, on the right way at the moment. But.
May I ask a question?
Of course you can.
What does regulation mean? Regulation means you can obtain it in a shop, you can sell it in the shops, and the industry can develop, and what's going with it?
Yeah, there is a proposal of a regulated market only for adult persons, 18 years over, specialized shops, no marketing tools, no advertisement, harm reduction activities, etc. It's a complex of measurements or regulations. It's not good, but it's something. Yeah.
But what's not good?
How to say?
It's really tough regulation.
Yeah,
you know?
It's much more tougher than tobacco regulation. really, absolutely no advertisement, standardized packagings, absolutely no marketing possibility. Yeah, just
it's almost like selling white label products. You know,
For me personally, it's maybe over regulated, but they are. The authorities are scared. They are scared that the market will grow. They want to keep it slow.
Is this what we kind of call the woke regulation of cannabis? Yeah. Would that be a fair comment, Sean Carney?
Possibly, but I wouldn't want to like make that kind of a connection. However, what I think is really important to note, I mean, there's just a select group of people here. But this topic goes in parallel with the Czech effort to regulate, like Americans would say, legalize cannabis. But it's all for the purpose of harm reduction. But what is actually unique and what we should say is that the effort that the Czech authorities are doing, it's really interesting because they're trying to break a vicious circle. That is ongoing in every country where you don't really move. You just kind of, you change things. You move this and you do that. And you say, okay, now we've done something. But then you still have, people can't, in Germany, if you don't grow and you don't have a club nearby, then how do you get cannabis? Despite all the talk that they're liberalizing, they're not. And so, and with the all these, you know, semi-synthetics, they're coming around and the solution is to stop the madness, and that's actually what the Czech government is trying to do. It's a little bit sloppy, like it's nothing's perfect. They're trying to do it under a tight window of opportunity, but they are trying to break this vicious circle so that finally they can have these things under control, monitored. The whole concept is harm reduction through strictly regulated commercialization. And that takes it out of the vending machines, which are now set up at schools, and it's like the Wild West. So while this frontier that we're on it's really interesting because they're really trying to break the vicious cycle. And if there is some sort of progress on these two bills, cannabis regulation and psychomodulatory, in the Czech parliament, now they've already been approved by the cabinet. If they're approved in some way, shape, or form, it will be an important impulse for other European countries to, like, you know, stop the madness and do something, except politicians just talking and then giving up and talking and giving up. Here they're actually withstanding relatively significant pressure from abroad, from special groups at home, to continue moving with this. There's no certainty that it will happen, but it's going further than any has happened in any other EU country. And if there's some success in that, then it will show that there is a way to protect public health and kind of recognize the world as it is, but using a little bit of common sense. So that's really what this frontier is all about.
So where are, sorry.
May I 1 point? They, of course, tried to schedule it as a narcotic, Kratom and HHC, in July. But there were such activities, of course. But imagine what happens. Approximately 200 tons of kratom is consumed yearly in Czech Republic. I don't know how much HHC. They will schedule it as a narcotic, and the next day you will have thousands of criminals because they will have in possession narcotic substances. Thousands of innocent citizens will be criminalized in one day. So the market with HHC was absolutely okay. They told me, we have HHCP, no problem, we will switch. But what about the consumers? They expect Kratom will be banned, so they try to make a stock at home. So there are people who have several kilograms of Kratom at home. And if it will be scheduled as a narcotic, they will become a massive drug dealers in 1 second. You know, so I'm quite happy that this not happened and there is a new approach. It's not perfect, of course. It's a subject of discussion, but Sean told it perfectly. It's a breaking of vicious cycle.
Yeah. Kai, what's your take on this?
Yeah, exactly. I think only banning it, like it's just happening in Germany, and then, okay, I can't sell HHC anymore, then next day I'll have HHCPO. I also have my supplier from the US, and everything is in place, and the game begins again, and then you have 6 months, 12 months time till the authorities get it on their radar and take the first measures, and it goes so on and on and on. And if you just ban it and leave it to the illegal market, we know all about the risk in the illegal market. Then companies will come and because you need to use these heavy metals when producing HHC and you have to have very, very skillful experts in this process, and you have to make sure that there is no heavy metal residues in the product left, etc. And in the black market, you can't control that, and you will always have the next product. And people should know that this is psychomodulatory or psychoactive. You can argue on that. So what about a leaflet? Read it. Don't drive a car after using it. Don't use machines after using it.
In other words, treating people like adults.
Yeah. To create a mind setting that this is a substance, you should be careful, and everybody should know, and that's the future, and that's why I like. So, but is it reduced to Kratom right now, this Psychomodulatory Substances Act, or are we talking about HHC and CBD with 1% as well?
Originally, it was created for Kratom. It's a more suitable for Kratom. HHC is an option. In the future, I think HHC will be at first new psychoactive substances, and after several months, it will be scheduled or regulated. And they are also trying to implement CBD products in this psychomodulatory, but I strongly disagree with this, because CBD is a part of food regulation, and industrial hemp, it's originally an agriculture product, and it is used in so many forms in the market, cosmetics, etc., that it cannot be regulated like psychomodulatory. It could ruin the business at all. So we are discussing at the moment, we are in the process of discussion to create a regulation of traditional food for part of CBD products like CBD oils, etc. The flowers regulate as a herbal product for smoking, and let's say some artificial new CBD products could be regulated as a psychomodulatory, because they are not, let's say, known, the effects.
So you could sell HHC gummies in these stores eventually, because you have the food sector.
It's a question. What I see as a biggest danger in Kratom, it's quality management. It could be contaminated with heavy metals, with pesticides, etc. This is maybe the one danger in Kratom. The second is abusing, because a lot of users have a problem with overconsumption of Kratom. There's two things about Kratom. The biggest problem with HHC, what I see, is that the most popular products are edibles at the moment, mm-hmm. cookies, gummies, etc. It could be there are causes in Czech Republic that children overdose with HHC because parents have at home this, and it has been eaten by children. So not many, several. But it's existing. So I think the biggest danger in HHC is edibles and children-like products. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Damen and Herren, I'd like to thank our distinguished panel, Kai Friedrich Neerman, Sean Carney, Yuri, and František. And just to let you know, finally, that next month, in the beautiful, historic university city of Leuven, the Cannabis Summit is visiting. That's an event we'd like you to attend, because we've got some topics that we need to expand upon. That's for another day. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. You can find more podcasts on our channel, and we look forward to welcoming you to one of our upcoming events. All dates are available at cb-net.com.